Hey, Oreo Boo, it's me, the line of question. I'm just trying to put my phone down somewhere. Oh, falling things. Hope everyone is well. It is the 13th of January, 2015. That's crazy, isn't it? It's Bertie having a drink. I'm just getting dressed, so it's quite late because I am off work today. So I figured I'd have a bit of a non-rush around day. And although saying that, I am actually have to be out of the house in about, I don't know. I've got acupressure session in a little bit. So I thought I'd come and say hi. And kind of have a bit of a political chat. I haven't had one of those for ages. What are you doing, you? You need to come out of the way. Chew your bone. You want to lie down? You want to lie down there? Okay, good boy. Because David Cameron, being the plonker that he is, for those who aren't aware, he's our Prime Minister, I'd think what he was then, has said that he wants to ban encrypted chats like Snapchat and iMessage and WhatsApp. I mean, it's all because of what happened in France last week, which is terrible. No one's going to argue that it wasn't, but I don't actually think banning encrypted, you know, chat things is going to do any good whatsoever in the vast majority of things. So people just code their messages, that's all. I mean, think about it. During the Second World War, there was many code breakers employed because people were sending telegrams and Morse code messages and letters through, like, codes. So spies couldn't work out what they were saying. All it means is it just means that the terrorists are going to have to get smarter. Which, whether you know, I don't agree or condone anything they do, but they are smart people. Like, that's why they orchestrate all these kinds of things. I don't know. I just think it's just, I suppose because I use those services, it kind of irritates me. Because, like, that's my freedom of speech. And it's like this whole conversation about freedom of speech. So we can't have freedom of speech anymore. Like, they're like saying, oh, well, you can, but you can't say this, this, and this, and this. Like, well, okay, that's not really freedom of speech. And I suppose it's always been a fine line between freedom of speech and, you know, things that are slightly too across the line. But I think a lot of the problems that we've got nowadays is that we are far too PC. And because we can't have these conversations, like, you know, there was something about banning freedom of speech, like making sure that universities really clamp down on it. But universities is where minds develop, and it's, if you never have freedom of speech, you can't really ever get rid of ignorance. Not that you ever can, but you can exploit it more if you've got a platform to debate it on. So if you've got that child who's grown up in an anti-Semitic household or a anti-Muslim household, they go to university and they then, you know, take part in a debate about religion or culture, and they suddenly go, oh, hang on a minute, actually, you know, these people aren't that far away from, you can't, but if you don't have freedom of speech, you can't have that conversation. And I think that's the key to education, is to actually talk about those subjects that are like tricky. Now, obviously, you're going to get extremists, and we know this, and this has happened for centuries and centuries and centuries. Whether you can educate to the nth degree, you're never going to get rid of those extremists. And I don't think banning freedom of speech and banning the use of encryption in apps and devices is actually going to solve the issue, because they're just going to find other ways. They're still going to have those thoughts, and if anything, more people are going to have those thoughts, because those that may be kind of borderline on extremism may be able to be, I don't want to use the word rescued, but educated, so that they won't do it anymore. They won't, you know, their beliefs could change. But without those conversations, how are they ever going to change? So, as usual, David Cameron's an absolute muppet. I probably shouldn't be able to say this, should I? In fact, I'm probably going to get hunted by the MI5 now because I've called David Cameron a muppet. But yeah, I just think it's narrow-sighted to say, oh, let's ban Snapchat and WhatsApp and, you know, get rid of encryption. What about data protection? What about people's right to privacy? I mean, again, fine line, I suppose, but for a minority to infringe the rights of the majority doesn't seem very fair. And would it, if we'd not had those encryptions, would it have prevented the attacks in France? I don't believe so. If we had freedom, if we didn't have freedom of speech, would it have prevented those, you know, those attacks from happening in France? No, I don't believe it would. I think it would have been worse. But that's my opinion. And let's face it, DC and I have never really agreed on anything. So there you go. Anyway, I'll step off my political soapbox and hope everyone has a wonderful Tuesday.